Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, Monday, August 26th, 2024, pre-market report. And people, just as we expected to see, I mean, this is really just a game here. Oil prices are surging higher on the back of this false flag yet again, this thing that was broadcast to the market for weeks before it happened. Look, if you don't realize what's happening, if you don't understand that, I mean, just consider what I'm about to say. These events, as you are well aware of, just by coincidence, 9 out of 10 times, maybe 9.5 out of 10 times, whatever, these things happen off market hours and on weekends, as to allow the market to not overreact. Again, look, nothing is what it seems to be, and you know that. Across the political spectrum, politics, the games, the deceptions, the distractions, it's all a lie. Everything is a lie, and you are the target of those lies. So anyway, how many of you are surprised to see crude oil here up almost 3%? And it's probably not over. It depends on where this is going to go. But crude oil is the lifeblood of the system, in case you don't know. Maybe you're new here. You have to understand what it is with crude oil. There are trillions of dollars in leveraged bets on the fact that crude oil will be propped up. The investment banks are leveraged beyond their eyeballs and then some. So they're not going to be allowed to lose. The higher the price of crude goes, well, obviously this bleeds off into everything. Do you know how many products are made with crude oil? Over 6,000 products are made with crude oil. So anyway, look, as you and I have been well aware of, commodities people are the place to be. Also here, just real quick, look at gold and silver this morning. With regard to commodities people, I don't know another way to say this to you. I know how, I can't understand this, and maybe someone out here that's smarter than Greg Manorino can explain this to me. I hear from people every day, probably thousands, and it's astonishing to me how many people just don't like commodities, or they say they don't like commodities. Greg, you're telling your people to put cash in the wrong places. I don't understand that. I really don't. But again, maybe one of you out here that's smarter than me. How can you go wrong in this environment with regard to owning commodities, being exposed to commodities? My two favorite on the planet Earth, you know what they are. My number one favorite on the face of the Earth, you know what it is. Now, just to play off of that here, this is what's going on here. Headline this morning here. Unemployment is the Fed's biggest enemy now. Powell says it's not inflation now. You and I have been sold a lie since day one yet again. Imagine, look. Could you imagine a situation where everything we hear is a lie? It's a deception, a distraction. It's a blame game. It's insane. But we were told right off the bat how inflation was temporary, it was transitory, it's going to go. What do we know? It always comes down to that, my beautiful friends out here, okay? What we know, for a fact, and again, don't take my word for anything I say, ever. The goal of every central bank is one and the same. They have the same goal, then they are working diligently towards that goal. That is to continue to inflate again. These institutions, which have their bases all around the world, every continent of the United States, unfortunately, lives under the rule and guide of a central bank. It's not presidents, kings, queens, monarchs, or dictators that run the world. It's these central banks who are the one world government that you and I have been warned about since forever here. Everything else is just, it's just a distraction. It's a way to keep people divided. The oldest tactic in the book has been used since time immemorial because it works. How do you think it is that the few are able to control the masses? We have the power. Do you realize that? That we, the people of this freaking world, have the power to do anything that we want. But you see, because people are kept mind-controlled, because that's what this really is, by the few, by this mechanism, this very effective divide-and-conquer thing. We can't win, because there's too many people that have been brainwashed, mind-controlled, the tell-lie vision, the programs. It's insane. But we've never seen anything like this before, and it's not going to change. The fact of the matter is, things are deteriorating here extremely rapidly. We've never seen anything like this before. The global economy contracting at a pace that, it's never been heard of. Meanwhile, central banks continue to inflate. And now the Fed is joining other central banks now in emergency monetary policy. They're giving themselves permission to create cash out of nothing, add it to a digital screen, and get into the market and buy all the debt. Let's look at how this is going on. This has been going on for quite a while. This is the MMRI. You see this number here? Do you see how I color-coded this for you? Could it make it easy for you to understand? We are in literal free fall. Free fall. This is the Fed buying all the debt. This is the Fed weakening the dollar. You can change these numbers around to any central bank you want to here. The calculation of the MMRI, you can just read it right off on my website. Link in the description of this video. But again, as this goes down, again, what you're seeing here is not just squiggly lines. This is real time of the Fed buying all the debt, of the Fed weakening the dollar, which is their goal here. Okay, so this is where they've moved from. Inflation is no longer their concern. It's unemployment here. Unemployment, you mean like the 818,000 jobs that were fabricated? They were fabrications. We were told by the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, about 8 months ago that the numbers are not real. Don't believe me on this either. Look it up for yourself. We were told these were fabrications. Well, how can that be? I mean, obviously we're being propagandized, people, but again, you and I, we see through the garbage, and that gives us an edge. So this mechanism is not going to stop anytime soon. As the Federal Reserve gets into the market, again, we don't have a market. And the beauty of understanding that means that you and I can take advantage of it. Well, everyone else doesn't know what they're doing. Short sellers, just for an example. Short sellers are getting wiped out. They're losing everything. They believe that this market's going to crash tomorrow or the next day. How can that happen? How can that happen when the mechanism is very, very simple? When a central bank, any central bank, and there's a whole bunch of them right now in instituting emergency monetary policy like the Fed is about to do by cutting rates, and the promises from both Kaka Kamala and the Big T, the two freaks here, they're promising you lower rates here. They're making sure that the mom and pop shops can survive. What they can't tell you, neither one of these things, is they don't work for you. You know that. They work for the Fed. And the proof is in their words. Okay, the proof is in their words by promising you lower rates. And this is what they're both doing here. They're saying they're going to weaken the currency or help the Federal Reserve do that. They're going to help the Federal Reserve buy all the debt and make the Fed even stronger, to push them beyond the pinnacle of power, which is what the last three presidents have done. Don't take my word for this either. Does it seem right to you that the last three presidents here in the United States have more than doubled the debt? Take every president before Obama, go back to George Washington, and then look at what the last three presidents have done. They've doubled the debt, just three. Does that seem right to you? It should, if you understand the mechanism here. I've explained to all of you that the debt-based system that we have demands that debt be pulled into the system in greater and greater amounts, exponentially, just to support the illusion of where we are. You can't be told that. No one can tell you that. You must be lied to. You must be deceived. You must be told where to look. Me and you know where to look. No president has the ability to create cash out of nothing, okay? It's the central banks that do it. They run the system. They run the economy. They run monetary policy. And what they're about to do, again, this is their final phase here to their final solution. And I don't use that word, that phrase, final solution, lightly. I understand where that came from, and I mean that's where we're going here. You should all understand that final solution, look it up. Maybe you'll understand what I'm talking about, because this whole thing is going to change rapidly. It already is. Not only are they creating dependency on the system at every level that they can, forcing people to work two and three jobs just to make ends meet here. Again, this is not the fault of any president. They do not have a printing press. They cannot pull cash into now. They can help the Fed via any mechanism that's thrown at them, whether it's this scam or that scam, COVID, more war, whatever. $3.6 trillion were pumped into the system because of COVID, okay? War, expanding war, the build-up to war, all of this, trillions of dollars. And now what we're seeing here, these kinetic acts that, it's not war, it's astonishing. You're reading the headlines here, Israel and Hezbollah, whatever, they don't want war, but they're just firing rockets and missiles at each other. That's not war. It's not war. They don't want it. First of all, they have no say-so in the situation here. This is all the mechanism to, again, to pull more cash into now and to destroy human life. You understand? And whatever happens in one part of the world affects every single one of us, in case you don't know. We are all connected here. Okay? And the sooner you get hip to that, the better off you're all going to be. Until that time, you're going to be completely lost. By the way, the singular town in Massachusetts that was under curfew, it has now spread to four towns. This is a test bed. They want to see what they can get away with here. How are people going to react to this curfew here? You can't make this stuff up. Okay, they're looking for another way to do this. And I think this is just, this is nothing. I still stand by what I said. I believe they need something disfiguring. They need to scare encephalitis. Most people have no idea what encephalitis is. They might think it's a toenail infection or something. It's a brain infection. People don't know what that word means. They need to see it. People are very visual animals, okay? Creatures, whatever the freak we actually are, okay? When people are forced to see lesions, marks on the body here because of some disease process they're going to throw at us, they're going to run to their doctor and get a new warp speed bioweapon pumped into their body, and the ramifications of which we have no idea where this is going to go down the line here. So just be aware of that. Understand. Anyway, people, I think we're pretty much all on the same page. Look, let me just say this. To those of you out here, and believe me, I do read through the comments and I get a lot of correspondence. If you are one of those, and I really mean this, I want to hear from you. Why is it that you feel that Greg Mannarino and his lions here are wrong by gaining exposure to commodities? Do you understand what's happening here? Central banks are destroying the purchasing power of their currency. Period. They are in an effort that we've never seen before, buying all the debt here, opening that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock markets of the world, fostering the illusion of an economic prosperity. Again, you're being lied to. There's no connection whatsoever between the stock market and the economy. And you and I have been speaking about this for 10 freaking years. And the faster the economy of the world falls through the floor, and we're contracting at a pace we've never seen before in history, okay, the faster this happens, the higher the market's going to go. Hey, look, none of this matters. The fundamental factors that should drive the market don't matter anymore. It's all about easy money. And we're about to see a whole new phase occur. What do you want to do? You want to sit here in any central bank issued currency? They're dying. They're dying by design as central banks are attacking their own currency. You all know this. I've been telling you this for 10 freaking years. It's a race to the bottom. Who can destroy their currency faster? And what central banks are doing right now, this effort, along with whoever gets chosen to sit behind the Resolute Desk, they're selling you the same thing. A weaker dollar. A lower rate. So don't you understand? I know you do if you follow this blog, but maybe you're new here. You gotta wake up, people. Wake the freak up. You're being destroyed. You're being literally eliminated. I don't know another way to put it. I've told all of you from 10 years ago, if you're a member of the middle class, you have a tattoo of a target on your face. There's a freight train coming at all of us here that's an unstoppable force. And it's unstoppable because it's being fueled greater and greater with, again, more debt, the system being fueled with more debt, creating distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. All this is going to create, is going to correct here. And again, going back to you, those of you that hate commodities, especially gold and silver. Greg has been telling people to get into gold and silver. He's been completely wrong. Really? Do you understand what we're doing here? I guess you don't. And I understand that it may take a higher level of intellect or intelligence to realize that at one point, risk on, which is being deliberately fostered by these central banks, that means pumping the system full of debt, inflating stock markets, is going to turn into risk off. Implosion in the debt market is going to happen at a time of their choosing. They got to set up a scapegoat, whether there's going to be some kind of a disease process, disfiguring or not, more war, more death, and more pain. Once they've established that and they got to create more dependency on the system, they're not done, in my view, creating dependency on the system. Once they're done, they're going to pull the plug. Implosion in the debt market. We are going to see a spike here in the MMRI that's going to go off the charts. It could go into the thousands, okay? That's going to melt stock markets down around the world. Cash is just going to move people from one reality into another. When you see this kind of a mechanism, okay, you know what's happening. This means that the lower this goes, the more on sale commodities go because they are priced in dollars. Do you understand? I really hope you do. This is too easy, this stuff. Were you going to learn this in school? You're not. You can't be taught this stuff. Most professors have no clue. I'm telling you the truth here. Most fund managers have no clue. They just have to sell you a product. Me, I'm not here out to sell you a damn thing. I want you to make up your own freaking minds. You're all smart enough to put together the picture of what's happening here. And then take action. What have I told you? This is not a channel for entertainment here. This is a channel for serious people because we are in a crisis. We are in a full-blown crisis that's in your freaking face. If you don't take action, you're going to lose. And that's your choice. You either choose to do something or you choose not to. Either way, you're making a choice. You understand? My goal here is to get to as many people around this world as I possibly can. And that's up to all of you. This is not Greg Mannarino's thing. This is our thing here. The more people that get exposed to this, that hear this stuff, that are able to make up their own minds. I don't want to change anybody's mind. I want people to think about what's going on. That's all. Engage your freaking brain. Use your God-given intellect. Is what Greg's saying, is it hitting me the right way or is it hitting me the wrong way? You'll know immediately, okay? If you start to utilize your God-given gift of intellect, okay, you'll know when you're being lied to. You'll know when you're being misled. You understand? I hope you do. I really, really do, people. Anyway, that's kind of where we stand here. Right now, the stock market is set for a relatively flat open. Again, commodities getting a bit higher, crude oil almost 3% higher. People, just know this. They have things planned for us already. It's already on the schedule. You have to understand, this is a schedule, what they're going to do here, whether it's going to be a war, expanding wars, war on weekends and off-market hours, disease process, lockdowns, warp speed, bioweapons, whatever it might be. Okay, they have a schedule for this. You and I are nothing but a means to an end, but you and I are also a revolutionary force. And the larger that this thing of ours gets, the more people that become aware as to what is happening to them, the more strength that we have, the more people that we could bring into this pride, the stronger we become. As I've been telling you for the longest time, every revolution starts small. And I really believe that we are not just a part of a revolution, but a solution here. With regard to monetary policy of central banks, we now have not one, but two. And it doesn't matter who they choose behind the Resolute desk here, whether it's Kaka Kamala or the Big T, okay? They're pushing the same agenda here with regard to monetary policy, and that's the backbone of everything else. You can focus on whatever they want you to look at. Okay, but if you understand that monetary policy, the financial system, is again the backbone of this thing, and both of them are on the same page, both of them are going to help the Fed get stronger, not weaker. I don't know where you're getting your lies from here. Okay, a lot of you are living in la-la land and you can't accept the truth. Truth of the matter is, either one of these things, we lose. And again, stop thinking about what's just happening here in the United States. This is a global phenomenon, what we're seeing here, okay? But you can expect more lies, more distractions, more deceptions. Does this sound about right to you? I bet it does. All right, people, look, we're going to get going here. I really do want to hear from you, especially those that keep telling me how much you hate commodities. Tell me where I am getting this wrong. Do you not believe that one, at one point risk on is going to turn risk off? Cash moves through these markets in relatively predictable patterns. In fact, in predictable patterns. If we understand that it's risk on, what do you think is going to happen at risk off? Cash is just going to fly away to money heaven. It's going to grow little wings. No, it doesn't. It moves from one reality into another. You think I got that wrong too? Again, let me know, people, okay? I want to know where you're at. And I especially, again, want to hear from those people that tell me how wrong I am about gold and silver and commodities. What do you want to do? Like I said, you want to stay in the dollar? You want to stay in the central bank? You should know, good for you. We'll see who wins in the end. I guarantee you, I'm going to crush you. Me and my lions are going to rip your face off so badly, you know, it would be unrecognizable. But that's okay. We need people on the losing end, unfortunately. I don't want anybody on the losing end. Anyone that follows this blog. I want you all to win. You know why? Because we're winners. And we know how to win because it's too freaking easy. We know who our enemy is. We know who they are collectively. And we know what they want. Do you understand the power that that gives us? It's epic. Absolutely epic. All right, people. Look, this guy loves you from the heart. And I mean that with all I got. I will see all of you later. 4:05 for my live stream. I really want to see more of you there. We're getting a couple of thousand, but I'd like to see that number double. Let's see what we can do today. All right, so I'll see you at the live stream. At least I hope so. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern. Until we meet again, people, please take care of yourselves and take care of each other.